Military operations continue today in the Republic of Georgia as separatist warplanes bombed the Koudori Gorge. The Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, called for an immediate ceasefire. President Bush spoke with the president and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, urging them both to stand down. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow. He spoke today with the Georgian security advisor and the Russian foreign minister. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
And what different explanations do each side provide for the situation on the ground?
Well, the Georgian side, the Georgian National Security Advisor Kahal Amaya, said that Russia is attacking targets around Georgia, including in the Koudori Gorge, which is a part of Georgia's second separatist region, pro-Moscow as well, called Abkhazia. He said that Russia was bombing government buildings in the Koudori Gorge and that that Georgia was preparing for a Russian ground attack. Now, this would mark a serious escalation of the hostilities of the past 2 days. We've also seen pictures, television pictures from the town of Gori, which is also outside South Ossetia, inside Georgia, near the capital, Tbilisi. There are pictures of burning apartment buildings, dead bodies of what appear to be civilians, dazed and wounded civilians as well. In South Ossetia itself, the National Security Advisor said that Georgia had withdrawn its forces from the capital and separatist stronghold Skhinvali after fierce fighting there.
Mm. We do have to kind of remind ourselves what this is all about.
Well, that's right, and there are diametrically opposing explanations from both sides. Russia says it is only undertaking a peacekeeping operation against Georgian aggression. And today, I also spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said Western countries that support Georgia are partially to blame for creating an atmosphere of impunity for Georgia to act. Now, although he didn't name the United States, this is essentially a direct accusation because the United States has for years been training and equipping Georgia's military.
Is there any suggestion that all the international calls for, I guess it's fair to say at this point, both sides to desist are having any effect?
So far, not. Georgia says it's being invaded by Russia. It's comparing Russia's actions to the invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, to the invasion of Afghanistan in 1979. Georgia has now declared a state of war. It's appealing to the international community to mediate. The National Security Advisor today said Georgia may appeal for military aid. EU and U.S. diplomats are traveling to Tbilisi to try to mediate. And President Bush in Beijing today said that Russia's actions were a dangerous escalation, and he called for an end to Russian bombing of areas outside of the separatist region South Ossetia.
Thanks very much, NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer, on the job for us reporting the situation in Ossetia from Moscow. Gregory, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.